Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the air, right field, hit well, and this one is up and out!
It's time for Around the Yard with your 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves. On Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Thanks to Arthur Blank, who joined us in the 5 o'clock hour. Lengthy conversation. It will be online here, and I think it is, at odyssey.com. You can check it out. We'll replay a little bit of it for you in the 6, because there are some things we want you to hear coming up, as we'll talk about some things that happened at the owners' meetings with D. Orlando Ledbetter. That's in 20 minutes. And then tonight, we've got Hawks basketball on the way. But, Mike, just to kind of reset before we get to Grant, because there's a lot of baseball news we need to get to before opening day, a lot of people responding to Arthur Blank and, you know, saying, hey, look, I felt him at the end of this interview, his desire to win. We've always said this.
Right.
Part of the issue is, you know, just like with anything, you grow as an owner, Mike. Has he made mistakes? Has he done things over the years that he probably regrets? Yeah, absolutely. But we're at a point right now, this may be the best position
right.
as far as being flexible with our roster and all the things that he's been in a very, very long time.
I told you, I went back and I looked all the way back to 2003 and then beyond that. You got to go back to 93 and like 90, the last time we had this kind of money to spend. I'm talking about 30 years. And Arthur Blank, as we said, now you can go spend it. Now, a lot of folks are looking at these grades and they're getting B's and C's and D's. Look, all the proof's in the pudding. We address some needs. It was never that sexy a free agent class, but Arthur does want to win. At the end of the day, probably a little too loyal to the GM, probably a little too loyal to Matt and Julio, Falcon for life, things like that. He'd probably take it back.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about what he had to tell us. Let's bring in our buddy Grant McCauley. He, of course, is our Braves insider. MLB covers Major League Baseball for us here. And Grant, opening day just a couple of days away. I'm curious, before we get into some personnel conversations, World Series or bust? Is that where we're at? Are we in this window with the Braves where we've gotten, you know, 5 straight NL East titles? We're in our window. How much longer are we in this window?
Yeah, I think we're in that window right now, most definitely. And it's hard to look at this season for the Braves and say that anything short of a trip to the World Series is what any of these guys have in mind. And having won a World Series, what, year before last, a lot of the fans have that on their mind, too. So I would most definitely, you know, just buy the bumper sticker, I guess, World Series or bust, and slap it on the Braves bandwagon, because I think it's going to be there for a while, and I think it's a pretty great thing to be able to say, considering, you know, you have won one. That was, you know, step one, and they continue to find ways to get into October. Now you just want to see them finish this thing off and build a dynasty of sorts, and the Braves definitely have the personnel to make that kind of thing happen, and they've locked up this core for quite a while. So, yeah, long story short, World Series or bust, let's print it.
Excellent. The young pitchers, we heard Alex Anthopoulos on the Steakhouse today. What do you make of that? Kind of seeing what these guys can do. Dodd and Schuster testing them a little bit to see how they handle the pressure.
Yeah, I think that it's always good to look at your roster and make as many decisions as you can. And there will be some that are nuanced. And I know we can talk about shortstop and it kind of going the other way. But you know, taking the best 26 north, and maybe that's just what this boils down to. We saw Ian Anderson struggle so mightily last year. Then you come into spring training, and it didn't look like much had changed. And I know that it gave him a long time, and I kind of thought, well, I guess if you know you're not really sold on either of the youth, then maybe you just let Ian Anderson figure it out at the big league level. But when you are a contender and you are in that window, it's hard to let guys go out and quote-unquote figure it out and struggle at the major league level. So I like giving them a challenge, and I think what they showed in spring training was an ability to go out and throw strikes, attack the zone. They haven't been afraid in any of their opportunities against major league opposition. And I feel like, yeah, you just kind of find out what they have. We know, as I've said so many times, we're not getting through the year with just 5 starting pitchers. It's just not going to be a thing. But I think that these are guys that the Braves feel very strongly about being able to get out at the big league level, and they're going to test them in these first couple of series. So I'm excited to see what they do.
Grant, as far as our division, I still think it's ours to lose. But just quickly, let's run down these other teams, specifically Mets, Phillies, Who makes a jump? Who takes a jump this year? And is this the most competitive division in baseball, in your opinion?
I think it has to be. If not, I mean, what's the other one? I mean, maybe the American League East is always that division as well. I mean, the Orioles got better last year. The Rays are always plucky. The Red Sox took a step back. The Yankees were doing their thing. And the Blue Jays are a really good team. Then you look over at the NL East. You know, the Mets have spent more money than just about anybody that we can think of in recent memory. The Phillies also spent a whole bunch of money in the offseason. The Braves in this division, and I just did a National League East preview series on From the Diamond that you can find in the archives over the last 3 weeks, including a long look at all four of these teams. And both the Phillies and the Mets guests that I had said, look, we know that the path through October for the National League East is going to go through the Braves. Everybody wants to unseat the Atlanta Braves. And I think the Marlins could take a step forward if you're asking me who makes a jump this year. I'm not convinced that the Phillies are going to be altogether that much better than they were last year in the regular season, but they proved the same thing that the Braves proved the year before. Get hot in October, and it doesn't really matter if you have the most wins in the league come, you know, game number 162. Meanwhile, the Mets, I mean, they've got some unfinished business. They won as many games as the Braves last year, and they also went home in the first round of the playoffs, just like the Braves did last year as well. So I do think it's an ultra-competitive division. I feel like this is a three-team race as much as anything, and if the Phillies can get Bryce Harper back sooner than later, that'll help them make up for losing Rhys Hoskins for the year. That's a big blow for them that happened in the final week of spring training. Mets didn't sign Carlos Correa, but you look all around that team, you know, losing Edwin Diaz hurts them as well. So everybody's kind of dealing with their own things. It's not just the Braves losing Iglesias or not having Kyle Wright at the start of the year. It's just going to be one of those battles, and I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
And again, we lost Acuna for the year World Series run. You know, Albies last year. Yeah. Again, world's smallest violin for those big spending Phils and Mets. It's our man Grant McCauley with us here. By the way, speaking of the Phillies, the JT Realmuto thing with the umpire yesterday. Are we going to see a lot of this? And what people didn't see was Kimbrel got called for a ball for taking too much time on the mound, and then this Realmuto pulled his thing. Are we going to see a lot of aggravation behind the plate and this kind of stuff during this season? I know Manfred sent out the new ruling trying to give some flexibility.
Yeah, I think that they want to, as much as possible, have a little bit of common sense applied to these situations. But that Realmuto ejection, there was no common sense involved in that. That's just a flat out a mix-up. And that, you know, we saw that video make the rounds yesterday. I don't know if they'll be exactly that pronounced as far as some of these incidents go. But I think there's going to be some surprise for different guys that are like, wait, no, I was there. I was doing this. Or I was where I was supposed to be. Or I was about to do what I was supposed to do at that time. But I feel like as much as I've talked to minor league officials and some players and some broadcasters about what was it like getting used to the pitch clock last year, they said, yeah, there's this influx in the first month or 6 weeks, and then you start to just kind of get with the program. Now, the interesting thing for me, I think, is I don't really care about the pitch clock over the first seven or so innings. When you get into high-pressure situations in the eighth and ninth inning and we're not just kind of letting the game breathe a little bit, that doesn't happen in spring training. It wasn't happening in the World Baseball Classic because they didn't use the clock at all. So we haven't really seen the biggest moments with the biggest players with everything on the line, and the clock is running. So I want to see how that whole thing plays out.
Tell us about these two lefties, man. We got two lefties in the rotation. I don't know how they're going to fare, but, boy, I thought they proved themselves at spring training.
Yeah, and the ability to go out and just attack hitters, throw strikes, miss bats, which they both did. Jarrett Schuster's got a really nice changeup. He got the most time in AAA last year with 10 total appearances. Dylan Dodd got up for one start, so he signed the guest book in Gwinnett last year. And, you know, I just feel like as we got into spring training and saw all the usual suspects, the Ian Andersons, Bryce Elders, Michael Soroka, those are the guys we were talking about. Maybe throw Colby Allard's name in there. We knew about them. But Schuster and Dodd were kind of the dark horse candidates, or just the guys that were there to have a big league camp and get some experience, and they end up being the most impressive. And I saw them throw on the backfields against big league hitters, including Ronald Acuna Jr., Eddie Rosario, Matt Olson. Dylan Dodd was just punching everybody out. And we saw that throughout the course of spring training. It's just a nice, easy, repeatable delivery. He's already used to the pitch clock, and so is Jarrett Schuster, I believe, so that shouldn't be something that rattles these guys. You just have to be able to, I think as much as anything, have that recognition that, hey, I belong here. Go attack these lineups. And I think that the Braves should be pretty happy with the results if spring training is any indication.
It is our man G Money. By the way, I know we talked about the bullpen. That's about it. Is the only area that really concerns or should concern Braves fans the shortstop position? And yeah, because I know we've already gotten past the Grissom not coming up thing. But Arcia, and then is that basically your only concern?
I don't know if I'm really even that concerned about Orlando Arcia, because we are talking about the ninth hitter on the club. And having seen what he did last year, I mean, he was really, he came in and played some really important games when Ozzie Albies went down to help the Braves at second base. Now, obviously, he got an injury scare, and that brought up Vaughn Grissom, and it obviously launched our whole discussion that we've been having for several months. I don't know that I'm overly concerned about that position. I just feel that if the Braves want to reassess that, they have the depth to do that. Iglesias not being available at the start of the year, not having your closer, I think concerns a lot of teams. But when you do look at the Braves' bullpen depth, and I saw a recent post on Fangraphs, I mean, the Braves were rated the number one bullpen in baseball. Throw that on top of the fact that most, if not all, the projection systems like the Braves to maybe win the most games in the National League this year. And we're in some weird uncharted territory where all of a sudden the projections like the Atlanta Braves. And that has not felt like the thing when you're basically getting win forecasts of 85, 87, 88 wins, whatever it is. The Braves, I think, have finally sold people. And one of the big things that does it is having the layers of quality depth that the Braves do. I think they've got enough of that in left field. I think they've got enough of it at shortstop. And if Iglesias is only down for a couple of weeks, this bullpen with all of the veterans and the guys with experience that the Braves have should be able to cover for that. And then, obviously, you want to get Kyle Wright back as soon as possible. That's probably the only other area that I'm really, I don't know if holding my breath is the right word for it or phrase for it, but I would like to see him back sooner than later, and I know the Braves would too.
Great stuff, Grant. Can't wait. Thursday, again, opening day for baseball for us, but it's not our home opener. That will happen the following week, and we'll talk more about that as we get closer and closer. Grant, have a great day, man. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.